Sleep time's over. It's the industry edition. I hope your Valentine's was great tonight. We're coming at you with DJ Zach Morris and Libby Free.
There we are. That works. The Lord Flores, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord Flores with the live intro. It's been going well. Sky, how you doing? What's going on?
Doing well, man.
What's been happening through the week?
Nothing much. Just getting ready to go to California.
Oh, you're going to California?
I'm going to California on Wednesday.
Which part of California are you going to?
I'm going to go to the Bay Area. I'm going to be in San Fran and Oakland and going to head into Napa.
Oh, shout out E40.
Yep, there we go.
Don't start a fight or anything because, you know, he's heard probably what's happened. And, okay. Anything else going on? What would you be going there for? Is it just vacation? What are you doing? Business?
We're going up for my girlfriend's mother's 70th birthday, and then I'm going to have a little mini high school reunion with a friend that lives up in Napa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. So you'll be back in time for... Well, we're taking a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break for a week.
End of the week.
So that's why I get my one vacation from the show. Yes,
hurry up. Come back. So I gotta share with you guys before we even begin that I got a lot of feedback on the Valentine's show. And, well, I don't even know how else to put it, but I have an update regarding her. I'm not even going to throw the name out. She is no longer with the guy. She is now single again. Exactly, Cavett. And she announced this to me yesterday, last night. She's 1 week too late. She would have had quite a tirade tonight if things went the other way around. I don't know if it was because of the show, if the guy heard it and he bounced, but she's single again.
Did she say that he listened to the show?
She said that he disappeared for a week, and she didn't know what happened to him. So that was that. A lot of people was... nobody really cared about the local MILF. People were like, local MILF is fine. The girl before her, what was that about? So that was the feedback on that. You know, blood or no blood. So for people new to the show, we had the Valentine's show. Girl came on, bleeding profusely from the tongue, and it made for great television. And
I thought she had lipstick smeared all over her.
I thought she was in like candy or something.
Bleeding in her mouth.
So yeah. Like some kind of sugar babies or what, some kind of candy. She comes and sits here and she shows me her tongue, and her tongue is like all bright red. I'm like, okay, you're eating Jolly Rancher? And then no, it's like blood, and it turns into all of her teeth, and all her teeth are red. And she's looking at me. I'm like, is this the Halloween show? And I didn't know what was going on. She didn't have... She could have gave me a signal. I could have given her water, but no, it was just a whole hashtag shit show. It was fine. Libby, how you doing, everyone? Libby DeFreeze.
Hey. Doing great. My co-host. Thanks for having me back.
Yet again, yes. There we are. There we go. Fan favorite, I think. Libby, how you doing?
Doing really well.
What
had an interesting ride over here. I didn't really want to bring up because weird
No,
vibes.
You're going to bring it up because that's what we do. So you don't drive. You're very eco-friendly is what the millennials say. Yeah. So... You got here through Uber?
Yeah.
And what happened?
So usually I have a great Uber experience. It's a chance to connect with different people. This time I went up to the vehicle and the guy, I looked to make sure it was the Uber, and he just points to the back seat, like, get in. So I got in, and then he kind of drove a little bit crazy on the way here. No talking.
What was his name?
Ryan.
Okay, neutral.
Came up to the stoplight out here, and then it was red. You can turn on the red. So he was waiting, so I kind of feel like he was waiting just to make the meter go longer. Okay. So I said, okay, I'll just get out right here. And he said, thanks. And then...
Like sarcastically?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing you a favor?
Yeah, kind of situation. Yeah. Okay. And, So I got out of the car, and then I was walking here. It's like a block. So as he passes me, I get the ding saying, the Uber just ended then.
Wow. What rating are you going to give Ryan?
I got an ear. I'm not going to... I got an eerie...
That was a loud one. Okay. That was good.
I just got an eerie feeling, and I don't want someone else to have that experience, so... I might just talk to the Uber people.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah,
as if it's Uber's not really in enough trouble, huh?
I think he probably messed up my rating. Like, I have a 5-star rating.
As you
rating.
Should. No surprise, no doubt. What? How old was this guy? What?
Probably 35.
Really? Wow, he's bitter, huh?
I thought at first he might have been hearing impaired based on how he was acting, but he was playing all kinds of different music.
Okay. What kind of music? All kinds of different music.
Techno.
Techno.
Kind of. Yeah.
Really? Weird. In 2019, they played still techno.
Yeah. Wow. I was gonna take out.
Wow.
I was gonna Shazam, but I felt like I couldn't move or make any noise.
Oh, right. Just any sudden move, right? You're gonna set Ryan off. Wow. So that was getting.
I made it safe, so that's it. That's good.
You made it. You're fine. Yeah. You had a busy week though. So
I did.
Let's culminate with the Friday.
Okay.
So what happened to you?
So lots of hip hop going on this week. Friday night at the Art Museum, Shabazz Palaces.
Yes.
Which I was stoked because I love Diggable Planets. And
one of the members, yes. One of the members is from Diggable Planets.
Ishmael Butler.
Yes.
So he does the beats and the vocals. And then a guy, Baba, I think he is, he does instruments. So he plays the drums and things.
Yeah.
So at Doris Duke. Pretty cool. The place was packed, and then they did a bunch of visuals on the screen as they were playing. So,
Mike didn't cover that. Okay,
So, Yerba Gayaki, Yerba Mate sponsored the event, which
really?
I love them.
Okay.
So, they actually, I talked to them, and they flew in from, I think, California.
Yeah.
Basically, because they had heard about Sound Shop.
And tell us, what is a Sound Shop? What is that about?
So, Super Groupers also played with Shabazz Palaces, and Super Groupers made Sound Shop, and it's basically teaching kids about music and giving them a tour of the museum.
Now, Super Groupers, that's Illinomatic.
Mm-hmm. Illinomatic.
Navid.
Yep. The whole group.
And Otoro.
Yep.
Scott Otoro. Right.
Yep.
Right,
a bunch of other local artists too.
Right.
So they made an impact, and they're now it's spreading. So these guys from Yerba Mate are saying, like, we want this to be worldwide, and just teach kids all over. And then also Shabazz Palaces help teach the kids too.
Okay.
So really cool community.
Now when we first heard of these guys, like we of course, you know, we gravitated to them because they're Diggable Planets, and then we heard a few of the tracks and we were like, all right, these guys are some serious guys, you know, like politically driven, you know, they voted for Bernie Sanders maybe, but what did you think of the rest of the songs?
I started listening to their older albums, and it was all, the beats are on point and the lyrics. They have one song that's Recollections of Wrath, and it was awesome. I had feel like I had like an out of body, just feeling the beats. They had different visuals. One was a jaguar swimming underwater, and they can swim underwater
for
minutes. A jaguar, like a tiger swimming underwater. They can swim underwater for like 5 minutes.
Well, learn something every day.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. Okay. It was really cool. So those going out with the beats and the drums.
This was like right up your alley.
It was right up my alley.
So that was Friday night, the same night as said the gentleman known as Eminem.
Yeah, sure.
Now, we were originally going to have a few people comment on the concert because both of us didn't go. Sky, you didn't go to this either, right? And of course, yes.
Hell no.
Can get out of here. But yes, so we were going to have two gentlemen talk about it, but both of them couldn't make it tonight. So I guess Eminem sucked, didn't it? No one to defend it. It looked bad. It looked like a shit show. It's just bad.
Clips that people posted,
right. I mean, it was raining, so nobody wanted to put their phone out, right? Because they're afraid, damage their phone. So not that many IG lives, IG stories. I don't know.
But Eminem's still angry.
As he should be. He's a bitter angry.
But he also logic.
Yes, he's an old angry. Yes, playing songs that no one cares about, and it doesn't matter. And, you know, you can put Royce out there, and you can put
Logic.
Mo Bamba out there, you can put Suicide Guy on there. It doesn't matter.
But imagine standing out there in the rain listening to Stan.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
With your phone but you can't put your phone and do this because it's raining. You don't want to damage your phone and do that. So then what are you going to do? Then you're just going to be depressed and just put on, you know, hopefully you have that little poncho. So it's a poncho concert. No one to defend it.
No.
Sorry. Okay. So on Saturday, you were back.
I was back at the art museum.
You just, it was an art museum fest.
The whole weekend.
Unreal. So what did you do on Saturday?
So they had the African American Film Festival.
Okay.
So I got there, and it turns out it was the opening night on Saturday, and they were sold out. Yep. So they said, hey, you can put yourself on this wait list and come back an hour later, and they'll let me know if I can get in or not.
Wow, it's like going to Yard House or something. Yeah. Like the buzzer. Okay.
Pretty much.
So, okay, so
I didn't
what
really
did you do then? Where did you go? You have the hour to kill here. You're at the ward.
I don't know why I offered this story, but...
too late now.
So I didn't really know what to do. So I kind of, I was by myself. So I just walked around the neighborhood, and I was banking on having a little wine at the art museum, but I couldn't get in because I had to be on the wait list. So no restaurants around there, no bars. So okay. I went over to they had the gas station over there by yes. Thomas Square. So I just got like a little, they had like this little wine and some mixed nuts. So I went there and then I went over to Thomas like Square.
Like checking into the plane. Okay, yeah. So you went to Thomas Square.
Yes.
And what time of night was this?
It was about 7:30, so okay. It was 7:30, pretty dark.
Already dark. Dark, right? Yeah. So you're there, you got your wine from the gas station and mixed nuts. What was the vibe like at the Thomas Square?
People
how are they doing over there?
Yeah, people were really friendly, keeping to themselves, waving.
Really? Waving at you,
yeah,
really?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's scary, actually. Okay, so then you went and you hung out and you drank your wine yeah. and mixed nuts. Wow. Till 8:30?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was different. Interesting experience.
Independent women for the win, right? I mean, wow. Okay.
So as you know, I'm from Minnesota.
Yes.
A small town. It's all white people, basically, where right. I grew up. It's called St. Cloud. People call it White Cloud. So I know we both love the Cosby Show.
Yes.
And so I was going to the scene, trying to get culture and everything. And
yeah.
Anyway, so when I was little, I would watch the Cosbys, and my mom brought me to the grocery store, and I saw the first black person I saw in person, and I said, Mom, that's Bill Cosby wow. right there.
Oh, don't you wish we had a certain black man here right now?
Yeah.
Okay, but how old were you when this happened?
I was like 5 years old.
Okay, right. Did you yell and you point at him and you did the whole, there's a black man thing?
Luckily, he was really kind about it. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, and lo and behold, there you go. You're going to the African American Film Fest.
Yeah. Got it.
Things come full circle, don't they?
Expand.
So, okay, so you get in there at 8:30 p.m. What was the first movie you saw here? Can you give us any highlights?
I ended up not being able to see that one. I saw the one the next day, Mr. Soul. So okay. It's Soul. It's about a show in the 70s. This guy, Ellis, was a producer, and they couldn't find a good host, so he ended up just being the host. He was kind of awkward, but he was able to get a lot of people on the show, Patti LaBelle and all kinds of people, and a lot of the movement started then, rights and everything, so different poets and all different kinds of lifting people up kind of stuff.
Wow.
So that was cool to see.
So how many movies were shown that night?
The first night is just one, and then the next day, three.
Okay, so then once again, you return back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, all week
to the museum on Sunday, just on nonstop on fire here. So you were there. What time did this whole thing begin?
Noon.
Okay, and Sunday. Then what was the movie then?
That was, it's called 21 and Done. It was about the foster kids.
Oh, that one you're talking about. we don't want to bring the mood down with foster children. That's another one. And then, the rest of Sunday was more movies till. What night? What time did this end?
Until 9 o'clock.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And your night wasn't done after that. did you continue to just party the night away that night, or what happened? Where did you go after that?
The do-over.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's what the.
Well, I tried to go to the do-over.
You attempted to go.
Yeah. So
what happened?
Lately, I've been going to bed at 8 o'clock. Last night I was like, I got a second wind at about 11, and I had RSVP'd, so I'm like, okay, I'm good.
All right,
so
I went there. Put the email in, right?
I went there, and there was a long line to try to get in. The place was packed.
Everybody was there.
People out front, people in there. So people said like, people would come out so we could go in.
Okay.
So ended up not being able to get in.
You didn't get in. So what how long was this line here? What kind of people you had in there?
All kinds of people.
All the people.
Yeah.
Okay. All of the backpackers got people with hats. Yeah. You
know. The hipsters.
Everybody. The hipsters. Oh, yeah. I tell you, they just get in everywhere, don't they? So you didn't go. So what happened? You just bailed out of there then.
Ended up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was
Static Selecta showed up.
Did Static Selecta show up?
That's what I heard. Static Selecta showed up.
Well, I mean, the lineup was, he probably was there like hanging out, smiling, but it was like, so Cosmo Baker was there. You know Cosmo Baker of the Rub DJs?
No, I don't know.
Good gentleman. Seen him live. These guys are all excellent guys, but then Four Color Zach, he took my name. But yeah, he's a guy who used to live here, Holly guy, and fun guy, but he's a good DJ. I think he was the main event. He was the last guy to come on. So elbow to elbow. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's how
our said girl guest was there. And she was getting what they call lit at the do-over. I'll leave it at that. Sent me a lot of videos. That's all I will say. So there was that. What else happened? Wasn't there a fight or something going on?
Yeah, as Talk I was in line, there was a pretty big fight. I try not to watch, but it's a shorter guy. Maybe he's like 4'11", out in the street, and a very large woman.
Very large woman.
Yeah, very
large
tall.
Being tall.
Yeah.
Really?
They fought each other.
Samoan woman.
You seen this video?
It's on Hungry Hawaiian.
Hungry Hawaiian for the win.
You got to check them out.
It was a crazy video. We got to get her on the show. Yeah. She took him out. What, this looks like a Micronesian guy. Yeah. Exactly, Kev. I mean, I don't know where she came from, out of nowhere, but if you guys got to check out Hungry Hawaiian, man, you got this lot of fights going on.
It's Hawaii's world star.
Yes. Clearly.
It is Hawaii's world star.
And it's funny because, like, this guy, like, he's the mulkiest guy, and he's, like, broke. And he just gets all of this footage and...
Yeah. I mean, there were,
it's the craziest thing.
There were 30 people that took out their phones to film it right
of course.
All at the same time.
More than the people for the Eminem concert. That's even better. So then we have... that was Sunday night.
Yeah.
That was your night that ended there.
How about you? What's new in your life?
Well, I'm just so busy keeping up with yours that I can't really have anything. I did not go to do-over. I was too tired. I just saw too many people out there, you know. Once I saw videos of Brian Chan from scratch, I said, I'm out. I'm not even going to bother with it. Too many videos of him sticking his tongue out. Forget it. Then I saw, you know, Katrina. Sorry. Didn't want to say the name. But yeah, Katrina was out there getting lit. So forget it. So I decided to... do something, I guess we could say environmentally friendly, maybe. I decided to do what they call a cut the cable. I no longer have cable. I got rid of it as of today, I believe. I think this was today.
So what does this mean? What about your sports?
Good question. So what we're going to do is we're going to eliminate the cable. We'll back up here. I was currently paying $163 a month in cable, which is just, it makes no sense at all. So I'm calling up Oceanic. I'm like, what's the deal here? What's going on? Why is this $160? There's nobody on the island that should be paying $160 for cable.
Not included with internet.
What?
No, not even. It was an internet bundle with the landline. Because, you know, they try to sneak in this landline thinking, you know, we're all going to be using a landline to buzz people in. So we get this landline. It comes $163. I'm like, can we take off the landline? What if we do that? And then they say, Spectrum says, you're grandfathered in. If you become a Spectrum customer, the bill will then become $250 a month. Now, there ain't nobody paying $250 a month cable, any of you guys. I mean, Jay Nads is over here. He's confused. He has no idea what to pay for $250. So your $250 bill, I'm not even going to deal with it. So I'm like, what if we just cut everything out, just keep the internet, right? So internet would be $100 a month. So I'm like, all right, let's just go that route. Spectrum sucks, by the way. You know, like, the DVR never works. It freezes. Any of you guys that still watch the cable television, what they call it, it's bad. You know, it never works accordingly. So just cut the thing. Be done with it. So I did that today. We got rid of it. We got the internet only. And then we got all the streaming sites, right? DirecTV Now is going to be the live streaming site that will bail me out for the sports viewing. Because you can watch TV live.
There you go.
And that's it. That's how I lived my best life.
How much is DirecTV?
DirecTV is it's a tier base. So I got the one with, you know, it was called the Go Big package.
You already have it set up?
All locked and loaded.
It's all locked in.
Locked and loaded.
Oh my gosh.
$65. That's all you need. DVR cloud. That's all you need. So that's really all the excitement I did. Oh, I DJed at Nobu, what they call Nobu Honolulu.
Yeah. And was it hopping?
No, it wasn't. Because, well, as you know, first of all, you need to have automatic, you know, $200 to go there. You got to just throw the money on the ground. As soon as you open the door, Nobu, you just go in there, throw the money on the ground. Hopefully something will come back to you. Yeah. But then as I was there, the lounge was shut down. Weather damage, because this is an outdoor lounge. Mm. So the weather screwed it up. So they closed the entire lounge out. So I had to go inside to DJ. And with that, I only had three tables in front of me that were the lounge tables. So
what was the scene like? What kind of peeps?
Strangely, there was no one there except for this one guy. Okay, this one guy, of course, you know, just to make my night, because I'm there for 3 hours. He's sitting across from me in the corner. Now, he's got a suit on. He's got a full-on Guido look to him, like something. He knows what's going on with something. So he's sitting there, and he had two phones in front of him. He's looking very serious, and then he's ordering, like, a lot of different things that involve... There's a thing with Nobu and people ordering stuff with fire. I don't know what that's about, but he had... three entrees where they set it on fire, and he's by himself. So like, you're supposed to like take a picture, right? And ooh, ah, no, he's just sitting looking really upset, like really upset that this fire is going on. Whoa. Maybe not enough fire. I don't know. So he's sitting there, total mobster. He's probably going to hear this. He's probably going to kill me. But he's going to come out. He's looking at this thing, and then periodically he'll just scan the area. He'll look around like this, and he'll do this nodding thing, like straight out of like some Godfather 2. He's just looking around, nodding.
Maybe that was my Uber driver.
I didn't ask if he was Ryan, but he's looking around, and like he was plotting. Oh, we got this sample again.
It's the ominous music, man. Ominous.
Oh, it's not the one? The
I didn't add the scream to
oh,
it.
Oh, I was doing it.
Didn't, we didn't get to that part. We didn't get to that part of the
okay.
story yet.
All right. Well, the guy's scoping out the area. I don't know if he's going to go put a hit on someone. I don't know what's going on. So it's just me and him. Me and him. We're watching. I'm looking at him. As he looks up, I look down. As he looks down, I look up. We're back and down. Looking at him. And we're not making eye contact here. So he's there for about a good 2 hours. Ordered two things that set on fire, and then he just had a drink, and he just sat there, and he's like this, and he's staring at everybody. So I didn't know what to make of it. And then, lo and behold, I went to go pee break, and then I come back, he's gone. So that's the ending. I don't know what happened. If he took the guy out, I don't know. That was my night at Nobu. It was just very one mic. It was a one mic night. So
he won because you took the restroom break.
I thought he was gonna follow me and then choke me out. I don't know what he was gonna do, but he
thought you were playing hard to get.
Apparently, and then he dug out. I made him sad, so that ended on a nothing. Yeah, and that was fortunately my weekend. Yeah. So hopefully the rest of the show isn't a one mic, because coming up we have our special guest. We're gonna have the gentleman from Encore Saloon.
Awesome.
We'll be
love
here.
Love Encore.
They're gonna be joining us. Good crowd of people. We're also going to talk to the man shaking right now, Lord Flores. We're going to bring him back on. Right? He's been on the show before, but we're going to go and just get to, you know, see what's the latest with Highbrow, that we're doing this little show we do. We're going to get to know what's going on with him. The reason before we go to break is that the reason for the industry night show is the whole running shtick for going on 3 years now is when I was doing the show with Gavitt, the Catalyst. He's the family man. I was the guy that goes out. I was the guy that goes out to drink, you know, maybe I have one adult beverage, two, maybe six, and then I'll go out, and then Cabot would not. He doesn't drink. So I would always review different places that I would go out to, and I would always tell him about a said place called Encore Saloon and how they have the infamous slushies there and how just be sure that you don't die there, because a lot of drama can happen there if you, you know, do too many slushies. Exactly. So... good thing you didn't play the other number two. So I just wanted to just as a salute to all of them, because it was it's a connected group of people, the industry, mm-hmm. as they call it, right? It's all a connected group. Yes. And it all started from Nobu, where a man by the name of Dave Newman was the bar manager, and that's how I first got into that sums it up. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have gone to a Pine and Jigger, which would have led to all these other various places. And another man, which is we're going to have on coming up next, Quinn Mears, was a man I met at Pine and Jigger.
Awesome.
NBC. People know that one. So it all is a connected thing. So I figure it's like an homage to them and to just the whole industry that supports. It's an industry that we talk about hip-hop not supporting each other in Hawaii. The industry of the bar industry supports each other in Hawaii.
That's right.
So it is a thing. So only fitting. So let's go take a break. We'll go bring on the two gentlemen. Let's go with the break here. Sleep Time's Over.
Woo! All right.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
All right. It's not as loud as I thought this was going to be.
I turned it down a little.
Oh, you did? Okay. It was good. The booing was really, that was pretty nuts. But
it's the okay. Sound effects are at different volumes, man.
All right. Well, much like life.
Keep you on your toes.
Thank you. Sleep Time's Over is back, and we're just gonna go and start off with this is a Libby. Have you been to Encore Saloon? That's not the do-over because you didn't get in. I mean,
oh,
this
absolutely.
Is a great place. Okay,
love
so
hip hop, love the food.
Right. You got
love
Mexican
drinks.
Food over mm-hmm. there. You know, you got slushies. We're gonna mm-hmm. talk all about that. Only fitting. We're gonna bring on the two gentlemen from Encore Saloon. Let's bring them on, Quinn
awesome.
And Danny. Let's go.
Are you all set? Are you all set? Yes. Have a seat. Have a seat here. Here we go.
Hello.
You guys know this song? We play this for you here. This is... Sky, what's the name of the song?
One, two.
Tres Delinquents from Delinquent Habits.
Okay.
They play that in the...
One of my favorites.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of my favorites, for sure. Yeah. All day.
So, gentlemen, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for good having stuff. Us. Yeah, this is an honor. This appreciate is it.
And it's a great establishment. I mean, let's go down the line. Like, what was the vision? What started this whole thing? The history.
The history, it's a long story. I'll try and give you the cliff notes. Started off as, rewind 10 years, moved back to Hawaii, born and raised here, but moved back.
From where?
From Texas.
Okay,
nice. Got it. So,
why you're a Cowboys fan?
That's why I'm a Cowboys fan.
We're not gonna talk about that.
Cowgirls.
I am a Cowboys fan.
Boo Sam. Okay, and okay, so back, what year, this was 10 years ago?
10 years ago. Okay. Always wanted to do concepts in Hawaii that, you know, I knew about and you know, I'd seen in other places that I didn't really see here. And started working in the restaurant industry, meeting people, networking, and then met some people. We started Salt Bar and Kitchen on Wailea.
Yes, that's right.
So,
shout out Salt. Yeah,
a beautiful place. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears. From there, once we started that, I brought one of my homies over, Quentin Fry. Everybody, I don't know if you guys know him, but
okay,
a great friend, and he was a chef. We did that for a couple years. A lot of accolades. A lot of fun. And we started talking about trying to do a concept, Mexican concept, in Hawaii. And it was, we started Cocina. We started doing pop-ups.
Right.
And from there, we got a space. And from there...
That was what year when you did that one?
That was about 5 years ago.
Okay. What was the reasoning for the Mexican concept? Just because of the lack of it?
Just because that was something we wanted to do,
okay.
I think. Quentin loves Mexican food.
Okay.
He's an SA boy from San Antonio, so okay. You know, that was kind of his thing, and that went well, and he eventually got married, moved back to the mainland. A guy always came into Cocina and, you know, started courting me and saying, "Hey, I have this space in Chinatown. I want you to do this. Do something in this space."
Was that an ad? What was that?
The phone, yeah.
Okay, don't this Sky Cameron, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so from there, then that was led to Encore.
Led to Encore.
Okay.
So I'm kind of jumping all over the place, okay. But we found this space, loved this space. I wanted to do a bar because we were doing a bar at Salt and wanted to sell booze. Cocina, we didn't sell booze.
Yeah.
And through our research, looking at the space, we found the name Encore Saloon. Encore Saloon is the name of the building that we're in.
Awesome.
It was built in 1886.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
That's where it comes from.
Okay.
And then the next natural step was like, what type of bar, what's going to be our focus? We're doing Mexican food. It was mezcal. You know, like, nobody's doing mezcal.
Right.
Pretty much at that time, 3 years ago, anywhere.
What is mezcal?
Mezcal is a beautiful spirit made from agave.
The thing with the worm in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So similar to tequila. Tequila is also made from agave. But mezcal can be made from many different agaves, whereas tequila has to come from Blue Weber agave and has to come from specific areas.
So is that the thing with that? Because mezcal, correct me if I'm wrong, is it from Oaxaca? Is that... What's the history behind that? That makes it different than the tequila. There's a history or something.
Yeah, well, it's the oldest distilled spirit of North America. So before tequila, before whiskey, before it all, it was mezcal.
Yep.
Some say it was brought by the Spaniards. Some say it was way before them. It predates them with Filipino pot stills. But it's arguable. But it's It comes from one of the nine regions of Mexico and can be made, like as Danny said, from any agave.
Got it.
But it's definitely going to be smoky. It's kind of cooked emu style, underground with local woods. So kind of imparts the smoke into it. And like tequila comes way, 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 way later.
Right. Libby, have you tried the mezcal? Have you gone into that?
No, I haven't. The smoky. I've had plenty. I've had a spicy tequila drink there. And the tree hugger.
The Chris Kattan.
There's a drink called the tree hugger over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's new to me. I haven't come in a while.
Okay. Sauteed squash.
Vegan, I bet?
Okay. Zucchini, cilantro pesto. And it's crema is sour cream.
Essentially,
but that's what you say it in a much nicer way. I got it with sour cream.
It's fancy. It's fancy sour cream. It's fancy sour cream.
It's all fancy.
Yeah. Fancy sour cream.
Wow, I didn't even know that was the thing. So when Encore, that was the plan then, to make it that niche to be mezcal, and was that part of it or just that just happened to be? Let's just build that up. And
I mean, we're definitely doing Mexican food, and we love booze. We're somewhat booze aficionados. We like good spirits, and there wasn't a mezcal bar here, so we're like, fuck it, let's do mezcal.
Right,
and. When we first started, I think there were 7 mezcals in the market, something like that.
There was 28, maybe 25 to even talk about.
And wow, really?
We're up to 75 now.
And shout out to all the distributors that helped us.
I did not know
all this stuff. Like, Young's, like Johnson Brothers, Southern, they really helped us bring in a lot of flavors of Italy, brought in a lot of mezcal for us, so. That was big.
Wow. So what was the going into the food portion of it? What was the angle for that? Just like simple?
Yeah, just a kind of a continuation of Cocina.
Okay.
Like essentially we saw it as going from the kitchen to the bar. Cocina was the kitchen. It was definitely a brand that was driven a lot by Quentin Fry as a chef. And he's obviously not here anymore. So we wanted to bring the focus to the bar. And hence... Quinn came into the picture. And,
there you go, this gentleman.
He was killing it. He's been doing it.
You know, I have to second that. You know, I've great, great man to the right of you here. So how did you guys meet up? What happened?
Salt.
That was through Salt. Yeah. Then. Okay. Yeah.
I was
you were at Salt from the get go too.
No, just after. Okay. I was in culinary school.
Okay.
And Quentin gave me my first job on the line, so I was cooking at Salt.
He was a young buck back then.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm still young, asshole.
Well said.
And I was in culinary school, and I was working at nightclubs, working behind the bars, and and I had the job there in the kitchen, and then one day they're like, "Hey, you want to work behind the bar one day?" And I was like, "Shoots, yeah, for sure." And I did that for about a year, and. And then I kind of stepped down and then moved to another spot. And then Danny and Quentin moved on shortly after that and opened up Cocina.
Got it. And Kiola was there as well.
Kiola was at Salt.
So Kiola was just on the show a couple weeks ago. So
let's try to get the company. Behind the bar was at Salt. Yeah, we had a crew. Okay, yeah. We were rolling.
My wife Randy was working there.
That's right.
Right.
There was...
Yeah, Cash there. Tyler was there. Was he there too?
Tyler,
he was
the man.
He was there. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Inside joke.
Love you, Tyler.
He was a psychotic guy that came for the Valentine show.
Oh, gotcha.
Remember that when he had the cigarette hanging from his lip? Like he's the only guy that. I don't know how a guy does that in 2019, but he got the cigarette indoors, mind you. He's in there with the cigarette hanging from the lip. It's not even lit.
It's just there.
Yeah. Wow. So, because then we first met at Pint & Jigger. And that was right after you left Salt then.
Hula Grill. I was in Waikiki. Dave picked me from Waikiki. He was actually a rising star chef. And I was at culinary school. They did a panel Q&A. And at the end, he was outside. And I ran up to him and was like, "Hey, man, like I want to do what you do. Like, how do I do that?" And he's like, "Become a part of the USBG. Start doing competitions, start reading books, and start playing around with cocktails." Yeah. Dave Newman.
Oh, that's the official Dave Newman. I'll take it.
So I started doing that, and 6 months later, I was in a competition next to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, you want a job? I was like, for you? Yes. And so I interviewed with them and took a while, but Kyle was moving on to open up Kohana, or no, to Pig and the Lady.
Yeah.
And so once Kyle left, then Dave was like, hey, you want to come aboard? And then shortly after, you were ordering random weird cocktails from me all the time. Like,
that's correct.
Hey, I want a cocktail that you wake up next to a random girl one night, and the first drink you want, go. I'm like, okay, I will make...
Hashtag fucking with you guys. Yeah.
I will make this cocktail. Okay.
But see, that's the whole fun.
So what did you make then?
I have gin and tonic. Well,
yeah. Gin and tonic with food coloring on it.
Yeah, so you were the one that introduced me to, I think it was the bartender's handshake. I remember that one. It was an awful shit drink. And you were the one.
God, I love that.
You were the one that made it. I'll never forget that. Oh, I was like, I cannot.
When you're 7 hours deep behind the bar and you've just been getting worked, a bartender's handshake is amazing. It's never kind of drink on the job. I'm not saying that. Just saying.
No safety
would be
meetings?
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's
right.
in the bartender's handshake?
So that's a Dave Newman, Dave Powers, Chandra, Kyle cocktail. It's Fernet, Coke, and Campari. And then you do
Coca-Cola, not cocaine.
No, cocaine. No,
just making sure.
Oh, I've been doing it wrong all this time.
I tasted the weirdness of it. It wasn't, you know, it was Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
And total you do, tastes like garbage.
It's, yeah, well, yeah. It's coming from him. So you do it mind eraser style, so you just... chug it back
right.
with a straw. Not up your nose, in your mouth. Gotcha. Yeah.
If that doesn't sell it to you. Yeah. But that would be the thing. I would, you know, always see that gentleman at Pine and, you know, always be like, Quinn, what's up, man? And how you doing? He was always be like, living the dream. That's the quote. If you know Quinn Mears,
living the dream.
That's still to this day.
Every day.
Oh, so, when you open Encore, were you thinking, we'll only play hip-hop music? I know there's been one time I was there that you guys didn't play it during a certain, like, happy hour, but usually you're always are.
Yeah, we just all love hip-hop.
It usually is mostly, right, yeah.
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 Yeah,
you still got the reggae in there.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So, when did you get into hip-hop? Was it here? Or?
Pretty much my whole life, yeah.
Is there a certain artist that... got into?
Yeah, what do you like? What are you into?
I mean, just 90s. Okay. I'm an old fut, you know what I mean?
Like, you're not alone, don't worry.
Yeah. I like 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I like Pusha T though. That shit's fire. Yeah.
Shout out to new stuff. Okay, but that's the thing. So that's what makes this a cool spot, because you got the hip hop playing. It's a nice layout. I mean, you guys did a great job with just the layout of just the layout of the hall that it looks like with the bar going into the outdoor, which we'll talk about. Did you totally gut that place out? What was that before?
It was an empty shell. It was K-Kai's, right?
K-Kai's, yeah.
K-Kai's,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Got it.
It's like the place you'd be walking outside of at like 12 o'clock at night, and you look and you're like, yeah, not today.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going in there today. It's not that kind of night.
Right.
Unfortunately, K-Kai's. I've... Yeah. Typical hotel street. I never went.
That sums it up, doesn't it? Wow. So
unfortunately, I never went. My wife used to go there and do her homework there when she was studying
really?
In nursing school. Yeah.
That's scary. Wow.
If you know his wife, that is really out of character.
Wow.
She's a very sweet lady.
Oh, there it is. That was it. That's what I was waiting for.
So I saw on your website you have a quote about Chinatown, how it kind of ebbs and flows, comes back and goes. Where do you think it's at right now? Or what's your?
I like to think it's on the upswing and mm-hmm. it's going to keep going. I mean, there's so many great small businesses down there, Pig and the Lady, Senya, Fett, Brickfire Tavern, just to name a few. And I don't see those places going anywhere. So hopefully, it's there for the long haul to sustain and be entertainment.
Doesn't it trip
hub.
You out though, like knowing what Hotel Street was 20 years ago, where you were, right? It still is
it's
that.
Still there.
It's still
there.
It's kind still of,
it's still, that didn't change, but
in front of Smith
it was a place that parents would tell you, avoid, avoid, avoid. Right. And now, everyone's eating there. Everyone's eating there, which is just so bizarre still to this day to see it, because none of the crap left, right? But now you have like Fett, Encore, Hachi Bay. I mean, who's going to eat Hachi Bay? Who's going to eat there, right? Like 20 years, that'd be unheard of. That'd be absurd.
For sure. And you got Sinya now and Pai.
I mean, it's just
some of the best restaurants on the island. Pig and the Lady.
Right. In just this super ghetto area. That's just, but it's got like personality to it.
Absolutely. Right? And a ton of character. The architecture down there doesn't compare to anything in the state.
Right.
It's a beautiful place.
And it's
it's very seedy too, though. But
it's safer now.
It is.
Especially.
It is.
Knowing it 8 years ago to what it is now.
Well, like, the death toll has gone down.
The stabbings have stopped a little bit. You know, they're held down to once a month. You know, but even like from when we opened, it's cleaned up and it's you know I think the community itself is helping the movement and make it nicer and safer for the patrons to come down and not feel nervous.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're coming down. I mean, every place for the most part is steady. And what do you guys see as far as the future of Encore? What's the latest that's going to be happening?
We just kind of doing our thing. We have on Saturdays we do Tacos Al Pastor. We have DJs from time to time. Second Saturdays of the month, we have DJ Narnar and Ramsey doing a set called Adore. First Fridays we have the Lucky Kids, they're always a good time. Taco Tuesdays go off.
They're
a lot of fun,
super fun.
Well, I can imagine.
$2 tacos, $2.50 tecates.
Tecates beer, Libby.
Tecates.
I know
just checking.
I've had plenty in my life.
Hey, alright, there we go. Point, that's an air horn right there.
You guys do private events too, right?
We do, yeah. Yeah, we do a little of everything. We do farmers markets, Kakaako on Saturday mornings.
Right.
Just catering. We're out there. We're just trying to get that hustle on, you know.
Right. You have the space to do it because you have this outdoor. You know, like the hip hop time machine was there. You know, for example.
Right.
That was fun. Super
and
fun.
That was all time.
We got to get to this. Just the other night was the duo.
Do over.
So what was going on there? Like you guys got killed in that one, right?
It was fun. That was fun.
It was a crazy night. It was a beautiful night. It was an amazing night.
Yeah.
But I'm so sorry you couldn't get in.
All good. I'm happy to see that it was over capacity.
It wasn't over capacity, but it was at capacity.
It was
the fire alarms.
We're completely legal. Right, everything was fine. No one was overserved. Okay.
Who was working the door that night? Who was
there were actually two people. Someone right outside and then right inside. So it was good.
Yeah. Wow. It was a great night. It was a lot of fun. The DJs were amazing. It was great music.
Good vibes.
Beautiful people. It was all time. It was amazing. It was definitely one of our best nights.
Wow, great.
Says who? No, it was great.
It was also rowdy.
I'm just walking funny today.
Hashtag tired. Yeah, exactly.
It hurts.
What's the upcoming DJ event you got? No, that's on Saturdays. What is that? Every second Saturday?
Second Saturdays.
Okay.
Adore, which is DJ Narnar and Ramsey.
Okay. What's the going to be the deal with that? What's the vibe of that going to be?
Two Wahines killing it. Just good vibes. Just, you know, they play really cool music. A little bit different than the Lucky Kids that play music on First Fridays. Lean Ski and Mace and those kids. Yeah.
So great.
I mean, yeah.
What's along with the DJing events, anything new with the menu that you're coming up with? Any kind of new?
Always tweaking it here and there. Yeah. We are a little limited with our space because we have a pretty small kitchen.
Yep.
We'd love to do more, but we've added a couple things recently and always kind of.
Is it the tree hugger that you're talking about?
The tree hugger.
That was so good.
Yeah. That's actually a Cocina mainstay that we brought over. Yeah. It's
it's
good.
It's vegan, though.
It's really good. It's vegetarian, but it's a lot of people say it's their favorite. And
really?
People that aren't vegetarian say that. So.
Well, the other end. The burger, I tell you what. Okay. Now,
nice.
When that was first introduced, this was a while, not that long ago, but phenomenal. The nachos is always the thing that, you know, when you're really, you know, you're thinking about life and you're going into Encore, usually that's that third spot you go to, you know, and you got to get the slushies, right? Which is always, that's a
That's a thing. Is that your concoctions you making when that first started, the slushy thing?
They were. I've recently stepped down from that, but
right.
Sarah's taking it over now.
A lot of death came from those slushies.
Yeah, it was a funny story about those. So when we first opened, we were serving them in a larger glass. And our contractor, James, him and his wife came in. And they had a couple, and then they went home. And he comes in the next day, and he goes, "What did you do to my wife?" I was like, "Well, I don't know. What did I do?" He's like, "She had two of those slushies. We went home, and she ate the kids' lunch." And that's when we're like, "All right, we're gonna downsize these just a little bit."
They were lethal.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the first three lineup. They were all, they're good but deadly.
Yeah,
you know they grab you quick, and then that you contemplate things after that. So that was the whole fun of going there, and then you had, and the nachos were great, all the tacos. I mean, all the food is great, man. It's a great times, great stuff over there.
What are you guys' favorites? What dish are you most proud of?
Tortuguesa.
The what?
Our burger tortuguesa. Okay.
There you go. Yep,
I love it.
The burrito, any burrito.
The burrito, yeah.
And the new thing, the wings. The wings.
You got wings?
The wings are so
really?
Good. Tossed in a Valentina sauce, served with a cucumber ranch. Oh my God.
I crushed Valentina? Those
last night. What's that?
What is Valentina?
It's like a Mexican hot sauce.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they're so good. They're dangerous.
And then before we go to break, we got to talk about brunch. You guys are open for brunch? Let's talk about that here.
We actually are doing a brunch on Saturdays, kind of like an addended menu. We pulled it back a little bit because we're doing markets now. So because of that. But we do have chilaquiles. Breakfast burrito is fire. Steak and eggs. And then we have some really good brunch cocktails.
Okay.
Weekend Beats.
Weekend Beats is really good.
We do a Bloody Maya well, which is like our version of a Bloody Mary with mezcal.
Okay. It's got bacon and pickled vegetables and all kinds of goodness.
So hours on Saturday are what now during the day?
We do that brunch menu from 10 to 2.
Okay.
And then the full menu. And then we run till 11 every night. The kitchen runs till 11 every night.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then bar till 1.
Okay.
Fridays, Saturdays, and other nights, midnight.
Okay. So Sunday is?
We're closed Sundays.
Closed on
now.
Sundays.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, got it.
So we're doing the markets now, and we got a lot on our plates. So
apparently, yeah. Wow. So because I was wondering about the because then that's what the Sunday thing was, a brunch that started, right?
Correct.
And they were going to keep it open for football and whatnot, but
okay, we pulled that back a little
bit.
Yeah.
So. Got it. Libby, what do you think of brunch? Would you Mexican brunch? You would do that?
Yeah, definitely.
What kind of
you guys got to check it out? Have you been?
Sadly, not,
you have
not until
been.
Sunday when you guys had the Sunday brunch. So yeah.
Please come down. I mean, chilaquiles are unbelievable.
But yes, yeah. I definitely will. Saturday, yes.
We'll be there.
You're gonna be there in between your art museum movies. Okay. So, I guess you guys are gonna keep it rolling. So, Quinn, what you are in a less capacity now? What you are?
I stepped down at the beginning of the year, Jordan Reynolds Sarah,
that guy.
They kind of took over some parts of the roles for the bar, and I started working for distribution.
Got it.
Doing alcohol distribution.
Got it.
For Young's Market. So, but luckily it's still my area, so I get to have them buy blueberry vodkas and
bubblegum
vodkas, right. And yeah. I dump everything that I can't sell onto them now.
Yeah. You can write that off right there.
Absolutely.
Hey, he's family.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, you guys. I mean, I know you guys are busy. That's why we're doing the special Monday, because, you know, Taco Tuesday just engulfs you guys. And much like every night, probably. I mean, but hours during the week, what final time? What is it for Monday through Friday?
We open at 11 a.m.,
okay.
Kitchen till 11 p.m.,
yep.
Bar till midnight.
And then Saturday.
And then Friday, Saturdays, we run the bar till 1 o'clock.
There
and then close
it.
Sundays.
Good times as always.
And then we're in the farmer's market Saturday mornings, Kakaako, doing breakfast burritos.
Oh, okay, the Kakaako Farmer's Market, you're there. Okay, got it.
Which is a great time, which is a great farmer's market. You should definitely check it out if you haven't been. It's in this hood, it's right down the street.
Is that the one located where?
Ala Moana and Ward. Okay. It's where Spaghetti Warehouse used to be. There's like a parking structure. It's on the ocean side of that.
Oh, okay, so, got it.
Yep.
Where the old Spaghetti Cemetery was.
Yes, sir.
Got it.
Where pasta goes to die.
White sauce, red sauce.
But everybody knows that spot. That's why I say it, right? Right. Everybody knows.
We immediately got it when she said it. So, yeah. All right, let's go take a break here. Let's thank these gentlemen. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
Brent, Kim, Danny. We'll take a break. Sleep time's over.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
All right. Yeah. Before we get out of here, this is the last show of February. So news and notes, I guess, is what we call it for the month of March. So we're going to be back March 5th. We're going to have rapper Punahele is going to
awesome.
Be on.
Love him.
And then we're going to have Alex from Pig and the Lady. Is that correct, Sky?
That's correct.
Alex
he
Lee?
He is confirmed.
Okay, he is confirmed.
Great combination.
Week after?
Pig and Punahele. Yeah.
Pig and Punahele will be March 5th. Then we got possibly owner Lucky Belly. Or possibly, is that a thing?
Yes, Jesse. We're talking trying to get Jesse on.
Okay. And then we're going to go and try to get Cedric Clinton for
awesome.
That one.
Perfect.
Let's go put Cedric on that one. And then, okay, here's some big ones that if this goes down, I don't know. But he did reply back. So Jay Moore, comedian Jay Moore, SNL, will possibly be on for March. So he has a podcast person that deals with... I'm going to get to you in a second, Cavett. But he has a podcast person that he has his own podcast. So he's going to be in town for Blue Note. He's going to do stand-up show March 20th. Ending of March or something? March 16th or something?
We're going to go on March 16th.
Right, so he's going to be here for 3 weeks. So I'm sure he might have time to come on our little party. So I messaged Jay Moore. Also, Nick Swartzen. If you don't know who that is, he's the one that's in all of the Adam Sandler movies that nobody watches, right? And he's filming a movie with David Spade, Sandler. They're all at the Cala right now. So Cavett is friends with Nick Swartzen.
And he's from Minnesota.
And he's from... They were going to go to Eminem. That's a whole other story. Yes. But possibly Nick Swartzen will be on. And Cavett said he's going to try to tell Swartzen to bring David Spade. So we can get David Spade. I don't know. This is what a Hawaiian's telling me. So you take that with a grain of salt, all right? Who believes Hawaiians? So we got that coming up. DJ Drama will be there. We got the Hip Hop Time Machine build up. So a lot of fun stuff for March. But as we end out, we're going to have a man that has been on the show before. He, I guess, is the what we call the backbone of this show, because if it's not for him, we wouldn't be drunk. So we're going to talk to him. He is a man of many talents. He is an infamous man. He does the intro to the show.
That's right.
He's a very prominent, strong man. The Lord Flores, bring him on out. Let's go. Let's go talk to what he's doing. Ladies and gentlemen, John Sakata.
You took the hair off, didn't
it? No, man.
Yeah. Have us. Sit here.
Sit in the middle. There
yeah.
There we go. Well.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Ben, what's going on, man? I mean, let's get to know, for the people that don't know, let's get to know you. Let's get to know what you've been up to.
What's 20 questions with the Lord. Let's go.
Libby, go. What, you got one?
Don't even start with 21. Okay. I cut it off.
So when did Highbrow start?
The Highbrow will celebrate its second birthday, April the 14th. So almost 2 years now.
Okay. Were you the creator?
Oh, Jesus, no. I just stumbled into a very fortunate position. Yeah. The Highbrow is the brainchild of one of the partners of Aloha Beer Company and brewmaster Dave Campbell. He wanted to have just a really high-end, beautiful cocktail parlor to go along with his brewery. And so he's in charge of the whole decor.
What was this spot before it became the Highbrow?
You know, it's been a lot of things. But one major thing that it was is his father-in-law used to run, I believe, a suntan company out of this building. So when he was looking to start a brewery, this came on the market, and they were like, this is just serendipitous. You know, the history of the family in the building, like, yep, that's our brewery. That's what we're doing. So, wow, and then Aloha Beer Company.
So Aloha Beer Company, when did that start? When did they open up?
Aloha Beer Company has been through a lot of phases, yeah. Here where we're at right now, a little over 2 years now.
Okay.
But before that, it's been a concept that's been with Dave Campbell forever. I mean, he's been brewing beer since high school because it was still legal to drink at 18 in Hawaii. Yeah.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he was legally brewing beer. Way back then, he's always had beer on the vine. He's brewed and consulted at many, many places. And then was brewing for Sam Choi back when they were at what is now the Liliha.
Yep.
Over off Nimitz, yeah.
Yep.
And a couple other projects. This came up. Aloha Beer Company. Here we are.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the worst story ever. And and any of these guys are going to hear it and be like, that is not what happened. Like,
yeah, we won't share
the abridged that version. Those are the cliff notes right there.
Well, we got to get to the... Let's go to the history of yourself. Now, before you...
These chairs are tiny. Here,
I know, it's your spot, man.
This is what people go through when they're on this show?
Yeah, this is... This, once again, this is your joint. So, well, let's go to the history of yourself. Now, before here, and even before, let's go into what is the reason for the name, the Lord Flores? People mention this to me. They think, is this guy some Christian? What is this? What's the deal with this guy?
Well, people think I'm just a real pompous ass. Yeah?
I didn't want to go.
Who is this guy? He calls himself the Lord.
Yeah, who's this fucker?
Like, no, I don't. I don't. That was something that came up when I was working at, before I was the beverage director for 12th Avenue Grill.
Yep.
And the then beverage director was looking up this website and was like, this guy's selling off plots of land in Scotland and you're de facto entitled to a lordship. It turns out if you own land in Scotland. I'm pretty sure they've changed the rules since.
I think so.
So we're just going like, oh, that would make you Lord so-and-so. That'd make you Lord so-and-so. And they're like, that would make you Lord Benjamin Flores. And like, oh, my God, the Lord Flores. I was like, that's not make
that's
that a thing.
Awesome.
And it became a thing. And that, like, that's how that happened.
And we used to patron 12th Avenue Grill every Monday. That would be our little run.
That's right. Yep.
And that's where we would come upon this gentleman. And you have a plaque.
I did,
yeah. It was a metal plaque on, but behind the bar where the liquor was stored that said the Lord.
So that came about, a dear friend of mine, Chef Leon Wong, opened up a restaurant.
Yep, shout out.
And in that restaurant, she had this beam. And under the beam, certain people had plaques. And there are people that are either contributed somehow to either that restaurant, her career, her friendship, friends, family. And I made the list, and I was stoked. I walked in an opening day, was like, look at that. Huh. And it just stuck. That was it. It's not a great story.
No, you know what I mean? We didn't precursor that.
It wasn't to like massage my own ego.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all massaging egos. And another story, in regards to Quinn and Danny, who were here previously, talking about salt. You were also at Salt.
I was. Yep.
Yes. Well, how long were you there?
Frick, probably about better part of 2 years.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
So that was the squad then. So it was you. Keola was there.
Keola Warren was there.
You were all at the same time there.
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
The dangerous crew.
It was really dangerous.
Yeah.
That's the crew that you look at and where are they now? And every one of those guys and gals.
Yeah.
Are just doing fantastic things with their life.
Tyler's kind of, eh.
Except for Tyler.
On the fence.
Yeah.
Tyler's still doing the same thing with a little bit more hair.
Cigarettes on the lip, yeah.
Not on the head.
So was it Salt, then 12th?
It was Salt and then 12th.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. And then from... And so then that was the thing where me personally was drawn to from this gentleman, where we would go in, cocktails were great, and the thing that was always that stood out with this man is he was always against the grain with what everybody else was doing. Like if everybody else was going one direction, he would go the other. And that was always the thing that, I don't know if I told you this, but this was always the thing that I always was admired. No, this was this good stuff. We're not gonna cry. But this was the thing. I always applaud the going the different routes.
I said I wasn't gonna do it.
Hey, shout out Jera with her kid. But Jera couldn't make it. But
she's on her way, don't worry about it.
She's 5 minutes.
5 minutes out.
5 minutes out.
Jera's 5 minutes out.
5 minutes out. But that was the thing that was always the creativity was there, and you got the whole comedy of what this was all about. You didn't take yourself too seriously, which a lot of these guys do, and that was the thing I have to say that I admired about this gentleman. And here you are.
Thanks.
You're at the Hybra.
Yeah, now I have the greatest gig in the industry.
Exactly,
it really is.
Exactly.
So, what were some of the things that are against the grain?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like,
I'm only at drink three. So
this is a soda water with a lemon peel. Oh. It's okay. So against the grain.
I'll sum it up.
We're changing the game here, folks.
Everyone, yes. If I could be serious for a minute, all I will say, well, as an example, that was be something where everybody USBG is a big thing.
Yeah.
You didn't really follow that.
I didn't. As I'm wearing a USBG pin.
Hashtag go watch the video version.
Jesus.
But that was a thing that was just everybody would go and you know, God bless, you know, Dave Newman, and he's the guy. If it wasn't for him, I would not be drinking. Good call. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be drinking. But the fact that you were doing your own thing amongst all of the disciples of this gentleman, that is what was. And that goes along to music. That goes along to culture. That goes along to what we talk about, hip-hop music, where everybody's trying to be different. You're trying to be your own path. And that's a cool thing. And that's the thing I admire. So yeah, that was, in essence, what that's all about right there.
That was just something that I wanted to make sure. This was a career that I wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to make sure that I wasn't doing it on someone else's coattails. But when I started out, I wanted to make sure that it was completely organic to myself. And that, can you rise to the highest echelon in the industry on your own?
Right.
So,
and that's it.
So when this started up, was it like Thursday through Saturday kind of thing? And now, I know like today's Monday. You had an event before
the Highbrow.
Yeah.
Alone. Yes. Yeah. So the Highbrow is open to the public Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 to midnight. Okay. Other than that, though, we do a lot of private events. We get to have you guys on here.
Yes, thank you.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We
love having you. Yeah.
So you're pretty much here every day.
I'm here every day for a program that's only open to the public 3 days a week.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much prep still goes into this place, and let alone when we have various events as well, prepping for that. Like, you're still extremely busy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where do you see, what's the future? What's the upcoming things that you got planned that you're thinking of? Regarding the Highbrow, this is your show. What do you want to do with it?
I don't know. I got a day off tomorrow.
Well said.
What?
Was there something like in regards to, well, we were going to have Jera, who was our first guest ever on the show, episode one. She was going to make it, but unfortunately she could not.
3 minutes out.
3 minutes.
She's almost here. Three minutes.
Was there anything that, in regards to like the female bartender that you were planning on doing?
Yeah, we got a really fun program that's going to begin, what month is this? February, March, April. It's going to be going April, May, and June, and the third Saturday of each of those months. We're going to feature a guest bartender at the Highbrow Room. The idea is to bring in people that don't necessarily have their own program or may not have had experience running their own program. And I'm going to give them the Highbrow Room for a night. So they're going to develop the entire menu. The two of us are going to go through the entire administrative side. It's not just you show up, you clock in, you get to make a lot of cool drinks and talk with people. There's a whole nother side to this business that a lot of people don't see.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work, and not just the prep work, the administrative side, the numbers side. So I'll walk them through all of that to make sure that our product costs are met, that our menu meets up with where we want our numbers to be for an evening, you know, on a Saturday. Just give them that experience, and then to run the show.
So it's a full business pop-up.
Yeah, total full business pop-up.
So they basically are like an independent contractor here, in a sense, like, you know, kind of do their own thing, get to see what it's like to run their own program. That's great, man.
There's a lot of guest bartenderships that happen worldwide, and they bring in global names or national names, and they get to come in and take over the bar, and they're like, "Wow, look at me, I did this, boom," and then drop the mic, I'm out. There's none of that build up. There's not a lot of that educational side that happens, because a lot of these people, they run their own programs. It'd be like sending me to a bar and saying, "Hey, do this is your night, go." Okay, I've already done all this before, I know how to do everything that builds up to it. So I'm taking bartenders that may not necessarily have that experience, so they get to see that side of it.
Right.
But it's like you said, it's those things that you wish someone had taught you in the beginning. You have to learn everything on your own.
Sure.
But now you're being a mentor for these guys. So
well, I mean, I don't want... Let's...
I mean, kind of in a way.
Stop short
in
a little
way.
Bit there, Sky.
The Lord.
Well, the thing that people may not know about Highbrow when they come in is...
Did I just get Dave Newman?
No, that was like the more you know.
Oh, okay. Got it. Da, 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 the thing that people... Yeah, NBC. The thing that people may not know is when you come on a night that Highbrow's open, this is you. You're the only guy.
Yeah. So the way that we run this particular program is there's one bartender, there's myself, and then one or two of the other cocktailers. They'll jump in, they'll make the drinks as well if I start getting stacked up real deep. But that was another thing that I wanted them to learn, these guest bartenders, is this is a program where it's just you.
Yeah.
And you're in charge at any given time for 45 guests. And it's a beast. It's a monster. Yeah. I've never been until I came here in a program like this. And it's just a really fun experience. It's humbling. You learn so much about yourself. And if anything, they'll walk away saying, "That sucks. I don't want to do this. I'm going back to college. You know, my art degree looks really good right now." Or they'll say, "You know, thanks. I learned a bunch of stuff, and now I can move forward and move on. And yeah, maybe I did some good for them. I don't know."
Right. I mean, it's a very empowering and intimidating thing at the same time, because it's you. Everything falls on you.
You know, there was probably the greatest musician active right now on Oahu, Mike Love. Shout out Mike Love.
There you go. Shout out reggae.
There's a quote he said one evening at a show, and he said, "You know, I took on this path to be my own solo musician, and something you learn when it's just you is that it's just you, and if something is bad and it
falls
sucks, guess what? It's on you."
Yep.
That's right.
So I keep that to heart. And it's, you know, when you run a program like this where it is just one bartender and everything falls on me, if a guest is having a bad experience or a drink sucks, which never happens, that's on me. You know, that's on me.
And we've been here when you're open, and it's just... It amazes me, man. I mean, because you have a packed house in here, and hopefully they all order beer, so you can just
deal with that.
No, it doesn't happen that way. And then you got to deal with a lot of bullshit, and then that is the case. So who do you have as the females lined up for this? Do you have a list of people that we can throw?
Have a list.
Is Jera part of that?
Jera's on the list.
There we go.
We're bringing her back.
Micronesians for the win. That's right. There we go. Who else we got on this thing?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say. I'm not sure if they told all their employers yet.
Oh,
that they're going to be out here.
No announcement. Okay. I was giving you the drum roll there.
It was. It might have been wasted.
Yeah, it also.
It was like the drum roll.
Play the scary one. Play the scary sample. So you had Jera possibly.
Jera for sure. Jera's going to be there. She's coming in.
Jera's going to be there. Who else we got?
Large Marge.
Large Marge. Thank you. Hell with it. We'll just We'll throw it all out. We'll throw it all out.
Throw it out there. Go
We're ahead. Throwing it out.
Nobody's listening.
No one's.
Who else we got?
It's you guys. So we're going to start off with Heather Ash, who is currently doing some bartending work over at the Minor Bird in Waikiki.
Okay.
Heather
Ash is still there too?
Woodley is there.
Okay.
Woodley's kind of doing both Minor Bird and I believe also Strip Steak, bouncing between the
okay.
two. Yeah.
So you got her. She's going to be the first
Heather
one?
Heather Ash is coming in. She's going to be the first one.
Okay.
April the 20th.
Okay.
420,
huh?
420, yeah.
Well, all right. Hashtag sober. Who else we got?
Also, we have Sarah from Encore.
Oh,
will be the
hey.
Second one.
Hey. I've heard of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's someone. And then who else we got?
And then...
a lot of inside jokes here, everyone.
Plenty. Too many. And then Jera will be the
oh,
third.
Okay. So yep. she's going to be the last... Okay.
Yep.
Great lineup. I mean...
It's
all right.
Solid lineup, man.
Libby, yeah. what do you think of the the women here taking over the bar?
I love it. It's awesome. Yeah. Great.
You're going to be there for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so you're now in a position that you can give back and teach people and have them do this. So what are your growth areas past this? Like, what are you looking forward to? Any creative endeavors or more?
Creative endeavors? Sure, always.
There you go.
Constantly.
Are you kind of at a place that you're like, you can just enjoy now? And
no, you never
others?
Are. Yeah. You never yeah. are. You're yeah. never comfortable. You're never at a place where you just get to hang out. Yeah. When I consider the Highbrow Room one of the top cocktail parlors on Oahu. Mm-hmm. And when you're up there, and it's not a competition, but when you're in a light company, you never want to get comfortable. You know, I guess you do want to go against the grain, whatever. Yeah. You want to constantly just evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
be better.
You have to.
Yeah.
Be original and change with the times.
Yeah.
And evolve.
You what? Don't, not to diss on anybody that does this, but you don't get comfortable and just smoke the shit out of every mm-hmm. cocktail, you know? And like, this is a smoked whatever. This is a smoked whatever.
Light something on fire.
This is a
it's
this is
fire,
a daiquiri, but I made it with vodka. And I was like, well, congratulations.
Here's my Ciroc fire drink.
Yeah.
No.
You don't give in to the gimmicks. You tap into your creative outlet and whatever that may be, if it's a very intricate, ornate garnish, or if it's combining spirits that should taste like garbage together, but really actually work, the sticks and stones. Like, who puts gin and stone fruit and agricole rum together with absinthe? I do. And it's friggin' rad.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love my peanut gallery.
Shout out the chemistry.
My posse.
but that's the whole fun of it. And that's why I am a fan of the whole cocktail thing, because it's just, you have, it's chemistry. You don't know what you're going to be getting with all of these various ingredients. We can create a name for it, and which is comedy. And there's just so much like layers of this that can just make it so fun than just getting like a said beer or a said wine or something. And they're all complex in their own case, but the fact of the cocktail, right, is just fun. Like, I'll talk to this guy. We've done all kinds of bullshit over the years where we'll do a drink, if you remember, which was called the financial aid. We called it a drink called the financial
hands
aid.
Hands down, the worst drink I ever made.
Which was garbage.
Hands
because
down.
Because it was all... So it was literally like 17 bitters.
Yeah.
We went down the line with bitters, and that was it.
That was it.
And it was a total trash. But it was the financial aid because you can't afford the spirit. And it's comedy. That's what it works, right?
Yeah, but looking back, some of the bitters that we used, if you look at the pour cost, it wasn't... financial.
Well,
you would have much rather done the vodka.
Let's not talk the financials. We're not writing it off, but I mean,
it was called the financial aid because you had to keep paying it off later.
It was called
the interest was
monthly
terrible.
Payments. But we would always do like, and that was the thing when we would be at 12th and to now is we would create like, I had a drink just now, it was called the formula.
Yeah.
And the formula, which was an ode to DLC, but which nobody knows what that is, but it's the thing where we would conglock a bunch of different ingredients and make a said formula. And it's just that, in the entertainment value. that comes with the whole experience.
Sure.
And I don't know if people really understand the whole situation with that. And that's the thing that we need to put the forefront in.
What's putting his personality in every
correct.
Drink and creativity.
Because the drink itself is the fun, but the social aspect is what draws me to this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I tell Cavett this, and that's the whole thing. It's just the comedy, the rapport, and being able to talk to you and people such as Dave Newman, people as all these guys, Rootner, all these guys. It's just comedy. Because we create a drink, make something up, and then I'll make it, like I told Quinn, make something that's going to be something that's angled. Make something that's like somebody that woke up and, you know, with from a one-night stand the next day. Right. And it's just comedy, and we create, and it's just, it's creativity. And that's all what it is, really. And
yeah.
And you get it. And that was the whole point of the whole comedy.
Yeah, you become an artist of a different style.
Correct.
I mean, art isn't always on canvas.
Yeah.
Art isn't always lyrical.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes in a glass, and sometimes it has a lemon peel in it.
Exactly. That's all it is. So, yeah. So that the April, May, June is the
April, May, June will be the guest bartenderships. It'll be, it's...
Do you have a name for this event? What is it?
I'm still working with the marketing department.
Oh, who's that?
I am the marketing department.
Can we meet them?
They're on next week.
Libby, what else? Any other questions here before?
You guys are at like 18 questions, so you
got
a couple more.
Let's go.
Bring them.
I love spicy drinks. Do you make any spicy drinks? Or are you more like mood, like cater to a mood or what?
I cater to you, girl. Oh. What do you need?
I love
great answer.
Spicy tequila.
Done. I'm out.
Let's go. There we go. I want you to make the drink for this. Oh, no? Okay. We could. Libby, you drinking tonight? What are you doing? No?
Now I am spicy.
Yeah.
Let's go. There we go. Let's go. Let's do it. It's because of all of this that is why it's only fitting that you're a part of the family that is this show. Because of this gentleman's personality, all the things that he does, it's only fitting. It's only fitting that we're here. It's only fitting that this man is here at the Highbrow Room. So what an ending to the Set Industry show, huh?
So how about that?
Right? I mean, so like what have we learned here tonight? We like to drink. We learned about mezcal. Mezcal spells with a Z. a lot of inside jokes. Jared's 3 minutes away, as always, man. And thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
To do this show. Because if it wasn't for you, you know, who knows where we'd be at Thomas Square, I think. Probably drinking wine. And
yeah, maybe we'd be live, Thomas Square.
We'd be live from a tent in Ala Park.
Live from a tent. Nowhere. So... Once again, the Lord Flores, thank you very much. We're going to be gone for a week. Lord Flores, Libby, we're here. Sky, Cameron, Quinn, Danny, woo! Let's get out of here.
Thank you.
Sleep time's over. We got it.
Go to sleep.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.